Port Adelaide fans out there, you're bleeding. You've lost one of your all-time greats, and we feel for you, and our condolences go out to you guys. Let's get on the phones. Let's celebrate what was one of the greatest careers of all time. He's right up there. He sits alongside.
I think he's the top.
Yeah, him and Barry Robin are probably the two greatest ever South Australian footballers we've ever had, but just great men too, great people. So, G, who's on the phone, lovey?
We've got Richard from Kersbrook on the phone, mate.
G'day, Richie.
Hey, g'day, Jas. How are you, mate?
Fondest memory of the great man, Russell Ebert?
A few years ago, we had the Samson Flat Fries up here.
Yeah.
Russell brought all the Port boys up. He's an absolute gentleman. A real listener, a real aura about the man. Just a legend. Just to the Ebert family, we don't forget people like that up here, and just thank you for him, and he's a champion. I'm a Nord supporter, Jars, and I'm sitting in the car crying, mate.
Jeez. So that's the thing. It wasn't just he was a champion footballer. He's a champion person and bloke. Because the fires that went through there ripped through the hearts of a lot of families. And he got all the Port Adelaide boys up there to help clean up and support. Yeah. And this is what separates champion footballers to the elite champions. Mm. And he was one of them.
I think everyone that has some sort of profile, like Russell Ebert, really needs to be listening to this and hearing the effect that he had on so many people, because that's a very common theme with Russell Ebert. Yes, you know, all the things that he achieved on the football field, but he achieved even more, and what a champion bloke he was, and what he did for the community and people in all walks of life is just as much as what he did, if not more, on the football field.
Who's next, G?
Mary from Royal Park.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
How are you feeling, love? Fondest memories of one of the greats, Russell Ebert.
He's amazing. At an event, he's all cleaning up, and someone said, look, mate, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be cleaning up. And there's no job too great for anyone. And he just kept on cleaning up. And when he showed the boys, young boys, through the pub room, the fondest memory was him going on about the volunteers, how great the volunteers were at the club, and cleaning the shoes and things like that for the young lad. He always remembered, you know, how amazing he was for the young lad and for family. So we're just going to miss him, and condolences to his family and friends, and such a sad news tonight. Yeah.
Beautiful said, Mary. Yeah.
Royal Park too. Yeah. Port Adelaide supporter, Mary.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Gee, who else, love?
Glenn in Surrey Downs.
Glenn, welcome.
How you going, guys? I'm not a Port Adelaide person by no stretch. I'm struggling to even eat my tea. Mm. Sorry. I know it's not football season. It's cricket season. Tomorrow, when you start play, guys, black armbands, minute silence.
Well, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
And I think I'm heading over to Stansbury to play tomorrow. So I might actually get the boys to do that.
Yeah, because we've lost... Yeah, we haven't just lost an icon of football. We've lost a great South Australian.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Thanks, Glenn.
Well spoken.
So let's go to Mick. G'day, Mick. Thanks for holding on, mate.
Nick in Brahma Lodge.
G'day, Nick. Sorry, Nick.
He's not good with names.
He's not good.
No, he forgets my name.
I'm not good at all.
It's sad news to hear, bloody, that's happened. He was actually the bloke that gave me my first medal playing junior footy.
What medal was it?
So I don't know if you guys know much about the school footy comps. They used to do like zonal teams.
Yeah.
So basically they'd pick the best players out of the north, south, east and west schools, and then they'd all play in comps against each other.
Yep.
And basically it was one night at Centrals. I was in that team and we ended up getting absolutely slaughtered, but I kicked the only goal for the northern team and I got the best player in the team medal given to me.
He gave you the medal.
Typical.
Well, he always looked after people, didn't he?
Good on you, Nick.
No worries.
Thank
guys.
You, mate. So we've got to keep moving forward.
I think it was Mick.
Mick.
No, it was Nick.
It was Nick. Oh,
you got it right.
G'day, Darren. Welcome, Daz.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you, mate? Your fondest memory of the great man, Russell?
Well, it's just a bit of footage that I remember seeing as a young lad. And when he was, I don't know who he's playing, but he was on his knees and there was about four players around him. and he had them all stuffed, handball, and he just dummied the whole lot of them. And it was, I just still remember that. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was magic.
I think I've seen the same footage. Yeah. It's in black and white. He's like on his knees and he's making out the handball four or five times.
Yeah.
And everyone's bamboozled. And they don't know what's going on. I'm like, why didn't someone tackle him? But they had it.
They wanted to touch him. That's all. You know, another fella said, I'm a Norwood man, but I'll tell you what, he's a legend. And that's just one thing that sticks in my head, that bit of footage. I remember thinking, wow, champion.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. Thanks for those thoughts, Darren. I remember how big his hands were, Jar.
Yeah.
He used to make the football look like a little pea in his hands. Yeah. All right, stick around. We got KG coming up next on the phone with his thoughts and memories of the great Russell Ebert.
Next on the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars. We're live at the District at Sky City.